time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The Trump administration has said that parents who cross illegally from Mexico to the U.S. with their children will not face prosecution temporarily because the government is running short of space to house them. White House spokesman Sarah Sanders said the administration wasn't dropping its zero tolerance policy, but it needed a temporary solution until it can house migrant families. On Monday, Trump went on a Twitter tirade, voicing his fantasy to kill due process. He tweeted, "We cannot allow all of these people to invade our country. When somebody comes in, we must immediately, with no judges or court cases, bring them back from where they came." Sarah Sanders was asked about that at Monday's daily press briefing.
Sarah, I want to ask you about the president's tweet over the weekend where he said that people who cross the border illegally should be sent back with no court cases, no judges. Does the president believe that undocumented immigrants have no due process rights whatsoever?
Virtually all Americans agree that it makes no sense that an illegal alien sets one foot on American soil and then they would go through a 3 to 5 year judicial process to be removed from the country. Thousands of illegal aliens are removed every month without seeing an immigration judge as a result of procedures in current law, including voluntary removal and expedited removal. Just because you don't see a judge doesn't mean you aren't receiving due process. The president is focused on securing our borders and reforming our immigration system to prevent the crisis at the border from getting worse.
But he's saying no judges, no court cases, so no opportunity to claim asylum, no opportunity to see have their cases heard before a judge.
No, like I just said, just because you don't see a judge doesn't mean you aren't receiving due process.
Veteran newsman Dan Rather appeared on CNN and weighed in on Trump's disturbing assertion.
The president saying he wants to make the law. This is completely contrary to American ideals and the American idea.
You're talking about due process and not putting people through.
He's basically saying that he is above the law. Yeah. Now, one of our fundamental tenets is no man, no person is above the law. Mm-hmm. And the president of the United States, is not a descendant of some sun god, and he doesn't serve because he's been given something, a divine mandate. A divine mandate. He serves because he's been elected by the people. And to say what he said about, listen, I'm just, never mind the courts, never mind the law, this is a paraphrase, of course, I'm going to do it my way. This is, and I think everybody either recognizes it or should recognize it, this is classic authoritarianism, which can very quickly lead to dictatorship or even totalitarianism.
Civility is the buzzword today after Sarah Sanders was denied service at the Red Hen restaurant in Lexington, Virginia over the weekend. Congresswoman Maxine Waters called on protesters to confront administration officials at a rally over the weekend.
If you think we're rallying now, you ain't seen nothing yet. Already, you have members of your cabinet that have been booed out of restaurants. Who have protesters taking up at their house. Who saying no peace, no sleep. No peace, no sleep. And guess what? We're gonna win this battle because while you try and quote the Bible, Jeff Sessions and others, you really don't know the Bible. God is on our side. On the side of the children, on the side of what's right, on the side of what's honorable, on the side of understanding that if we can't protect the children, we can't protect anybody. And so let's stay the course. Let's make sure we show up wherever we have to show up. And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
Trump, of course, took to Twitter to lie about what Waters said or didn't say, claiming she called for harm to supporters. In case you need a reminder of what it sounds like when one is calling for harm.
If you see somebody getting ready to throw a tomato, knock the crap out of them, would you? Seriously. Okay? Just knock the hell. I promise you, I will pay for the legal fees, I promise.
The guards are very gentle with him. He's walking out like big high fives, smiling, laughing, like to punch him in the face, I'll tell you.
All right, yeah, get him out. Try not to hurt him. If you do, I'll defend you in court. Don't worry about it. Hillary wants to essentially abolish the Second Amendment. By the way, and if she gets to pick, her judges, nothing you can do, folks. Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is, I don't know.
Tuesday is primary day in New York, Colorado, Oklahoma, Maryland, and Utah. Get out and vote like your life depends on it, because it does. I got the And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.